Once upon a time in the bustling village of Whimsy Woods, a curious young boy named Oliver discovered a mysterious map tucked inside an old book in his attic. With the words, "Crystal Cavern," written in gleaming silver letters, Oliver felt a thrill of excitement. He grabbed his trusty backpack, filled it with snacks, he believed snacks were crucial for any adventure, and set off in search of the glittering cavern. As he ventured deeper into the woods, the trees whispered secrets and the birds chirped encouragingly. After hours of wandering, Oliver finally spotted the entrance to the Crystal Cavern, hidden behind a curtain of sparkling vines. But before he could step inside, a cheeky squirrel with a knack for mischief appeared. "You think you're the only one who wants to explore that cavern?" the squirrel chatted, twitching his tail. Oliver grinned and replied, "Well, unless you have a magical map, I reckon I'm the one going in first." The squirrel rolled his eyes and reluctantly agreed to join Oliver on his adventure. Once inside, the cavern sparkled like a million stars. Crystals of all colors shimmered and twinkled, casting rainbows on the walls. But as Oliver stared in wonder, a booming voice echoed through the cavern, "Who dares disturb the peace of the Crystal Cavern?" A peculiar, fluffy creature with three eyes and an enormous purple mustache appeared from behind a great crystal. "I am Glimmer, the guardian of the crystals. If you want to explore, you must answer my riddle." Oliver exchanged nervous glances with the squirrel, but with a flicker of determination, he nodded enthusiastically. Glimmer's riddle was tricky. "I fly without wings, I cry without eyes. Whenever I go, darkness flies. What am I?" Oliver scratched his head. The squirrel, feeling clever, started to jump around, shouting, "A cloud. A cloud?" But after a few wrong guesses, Oliver finally shouted, "It's the sun." Glimmer laughed heartily, his mustache dancing in the air. "Very well. You have solved the riddle and may explore, but do so wisely." As they roamed the cavern, they came across a glimmering pool. The squirrel, always up for a fun moment, dove in, sending sparkling water flying everywhere. Suddenly, the pool began to bubble, and out popped a tiny emerald fish wearing a tiny crown. "Thank you for freeing me," squeaked the fish. "In return, I will grant you one wish." With his heart racing, Oliver wished for a joyful feast back in Whimsy Woods so everyone could come together to celebrate. The fish waved its tiny fin, and instantly, all kinds of delicious treats appeared in the village square. Back in the village, as everyone gathered to enjoy the feast, Oliver and the squirrel shared their wild adventure, generating laughter all around. The villagers learned that curiosity and friendship can lead to amazing discoveries. So, while Oliver had set out to uncover the secrets of the Crystal Cavern, he returned with the most precious treasure of all. Laughter shared with friends and the joy of community.